531. Billy Va'aburden James is a singer, pianist, guitarist, choir master, and choir master, and parquet player, born and raised in Mangere, South Auckland, New Zealand. He is 99% Samoan and 1% unknown. Filiva'a learned how to play the piano at the age of 7 and grew up playing piano for the church E Whakasa Mangere East. Later in his teens, he developed the skill of conducting his choir as well as composing a few choral pieces. This had given him a good ear for harmony. Filiva'a's taste for music is a very wide range, from gospel to gangster rap, traditional Samoan to island music to classical, but there's one genre that stands out from the rest, that is metal. Filiva'a founded Shepherd's Reign along with Oliver and Shaman as a reincarnation of their previous metal band. His dream? To become a Polynesian rock star. Filiva'a James is on the line with us this morning. Talo Falava Filiva'a, thank you so much for joining us.
Talo Falava, Mahalo Sefua. Yeah, thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. First day of Mental Health Awareness Week. Just some advice from you, please, Filiva'a, about how you are able to cope when times become stressful.
Yeah, for me that's a real hard one, but I was able to get through a lot of things just by remembering my roots and, you know, remembering where I came from, you know, going back to see mum and dad, visiting family, going to church, you know, catching up with the faith of elk. I think that was the two main ones, is family and God, your faith. Those are the best ones, and it's always good to keep your close friends beside you as well. Yeah, make sure they're your close friends, not those, you know, funny friends. But just help from anybody. You know, you gotta reach out and always remember your roots. That'll always help you.
Now, with Shepherd's Reign, let's go back to the beginning. Your love for music sounds like it's always been there, and it's been eclectic, but you have settled on metal. Could you tell us about growing up and the first musical influences that surrounded you, and then what was it about metal that struck a chord?
Yeah. So metal's always been there for a very long time, ever since I was young. And music in general was a big part of me. Apparently, I used to fall asleep to listening to, you know, ABBA records that mum and dad had, old school bands like that. And I think I was maybe 5 or 6 years old when I first heard Guns N' Roses on. I saw them on Juice TV when Juice TV was out, and I instantly fell in love with, I think, more the harmony ideas that the guitars played, and just how rough it was and the attitude that it gave off. You know, I wasn't used to it. Being brought up in South Auckland, there was a lot of gangster rap, there was a lot of the traditional sound on song. But nothing like that. Never heard anything like that, and it stuck with me. And the melodies are different, and I thought that it was something that I could get down with, and I did. Kept my ear out for some heavy distorted guitars and nice singing melodies, and stuck with that my whole life.
Wow. Now, Guns N' Roses, remind me again, is that the one with Slash as the lead guitarist?
Yes, that's the one. Slash, that was actually another reason why Slash is my idol. So he's a big influence on me. Yeah, even though I don't play guitar as well as I do on the piano or sing, but his musical taste and the way that he plays his guitar is very inspirational to me and both me and our other guitarist, Oliver. He loves him as well. And there was a big, yeah,
now,
inspiration, Slash.
Slash, was he the one that played the guitar break on Michael Jackson's, one of Michael Jackson's songs? Now, I can't quite remember what it was.
I think it's Give In To Me or something like that.
And it was just amazing. And one of the other things about Slash is that he's adored by the wider music world, you know, and for someone like Michael Jackson to reach out to him to come and play, it is purely on his musical genius, not just as a metal guitarist.
Yeah, that's right. And he's very smart. You know, he might not be the most technical guitarist in the world. He might not be the fastest, but then that doesn't matter when you're writing like beautiful melodies that can run over whatever you're playing over.
Now, growing up in the Whakaasa in Mangere East, I imagine your hair would have been much shorter when you were conducting the choir.
When I was playing for church on the piano and conducting choir weekly, my hair wasn't long like this. It would get sort of semi-long, and then, you know, all the oldies in church, you know, all of that came through. But as life goes on, I had to I had to have a break from choir to do another dream of mine, which was to work as a correction officer. So I worked for correction, and then from there I sort of skipped a lot of churches because I kept working in the weekend and things like that, and the longer and longer I stayed away from church, the longer and longer my hair grew. So that was sort of my way of getting away with it. And I guess that the choir and all the oldies in the choir ended up not accepting me for, you know, being the musician that I am, not because of my long hair. They ended up accepting it. As long as I either feel it or put it in a bun or something nice and tidy, they're fine with it.
How did you meet other like-minded musicians who had a love for metal? How did you form that band?
I didn't find them until later on, after college. So I finished high school. I finished from De La Salle College, and I found some mates at uni. And along the line, those people just kept buzzing out at what we were trying to do, and we've had many members, so there was not just us out there. There were heaps before, but just wasn't the right person and all of that. But then the five that we have now is really good, with a nice young addition of our newest member, which just started beginning of 2019. He's very young as well.
And that whole chemistry thing, being able to get on as friends, not just as musicians, it's really important to ensure, because you literally do have to be in harmony, not just musically, but personality-wise, don't you? And that's a difficulty of keeping a band together.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right. Like, if I had any you know, input into somebody's music career that's about to start, it'll be that. If you're going to make a band, you have to make sure you have a good relationship with the band, not musically, well, obviously musically, but even off stage and behind the scenes. You got to be hanging out with each other, and you got to, you know, like each other, but not pretend to like each other just because you want the band to work. But I'm fortunate enough to have four other brothers, which I actually love, and they love me as well. Like, we all love hanging around each other. It's not just coming together to make the music or coming together to do interviews or things like that, but we actually share time with each other and with each other's families, and we share each other's problems, things like that. Like, we go down to a personal level, and I think that's what's helped us stay strong, especially throughout COVID. It helps you a lot if you're more than just a musician.
And whose house is it that you practice at, or do you have to find a warehouse away from practice?
Yeah, so we used to practice here in my sleeper. My sleeper was big enough, but obviously we couldn't get as loud as we wanted to get the live feel because of our neighbors. So we didn't want to bother them, so we never really checked things up. But just a few months ago, we found somewhere nice and cheap, big enough for us, and we can go as loud as you want. It's in an industrial area. It's in Papa Toi. We've got a place there that we've practiced, which is good now.
Now, you have got probably the most famous Samoan or Pacific Islander in the world. Now, as a fan, tell us about that.
To be honest, there's not really much that we did. Then it was a lot of our fans that did all the work. So The Rock came out on social media asking for 3 more songs for his 30-song playlist that he's working with Spotify. And he just told everyone, all of his fans, come on, tag in all your favorite bands and favorite songs. And I'm telling you, the amount of people he has following him is ridiculous. He's got like about 100 something million people following him on his social media pages, and our poor little group of people they went hardcore trying to comment, ship it rain, Lemanu. So they pretty much did all the work, tagged us in his comments, and so out of all of that, it probably would have been maybe just under 100 people. Maybe just under 100 people that actually voted for Ship the Dream, Lemon. And that's not just from here, it's from around the world. But then that was going up against like 33,000 other people and other bands and other songs. But for some reason, he accepted ours. So we were very excited about that and very happy about that. And I'm grateful for him as well. Ever since he's chosen us to be in the playlist, we've had a lot of new followers, and our numbers have risen on social media and YouTube views, things like that. So that's pretty cool.
You are in a pretty unique position. How many other metal bands do you know of that comprise Pacific Island players?
There are a few bands out there that have like Apakashis playing. You definitely don't look Samoan, but there's like Apakashis out there playing, and I know some of them from overseas. But if anything, there are only 2 that are really going hard, and that's us and another band called Alien Weaponry. They're a Maori thrash metal band that play, they sing in Te Reo as well as English, and they're doing amazing. They're doing a really good job. Young fellas too, so they're already known around the world, and they're doing really well. Also, New Zealand do have a lot of metal bands as well that have Polynesian players in those bands too. So there's actually quite a few in New Zealand, but I'm not too sure about around the world.
Now, the cornerstone of a good metal band is someone with a really powerful vocals. Is that what Shepherd's Rain have?
Yes, we try our best to bring out the inner beast that we all have in our unique little way. So obviously, there's a lot of white people. This is a white genre, not really a white genre. It's more of a, it's a genre that most white people listen to, and you hardly ever see any colored people listen to. So it's very unique that we can use that our band can use the same techniques that they do, but in our own little unique way. And yeah, it really does bring out, you know, the ancestral beast in us Polynesians, because it's really it's hidden, you know. As you know yourself, for us Polynesians, we always try our best to hide that side of it. Where for me and my band, we always try and dig deep and find it, so that we can come out sounding like actual beasts, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it is going back to that tribal, and it's where haka comes from. It's where all of those brutal chants comes from. It comes from that a primal scream.
Yeah, it's like a war chant, a war cry. Yeah, and I think we all have it. The Polynesians have their own way of doing their war cry. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
It's our chususu, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got tours coming up. Could you give us a few of those dates as we're running out of time, please?
I don't have the dates on me, but it definitely starts this week. It starts this week on Friday up in Whangarei. And after that, we've got dates following in the next 5 weeks or so. Yeah.
So fingers crossed that we go down to level one so that your fans can get out to see you. If they do want to find out where those dates are for sure, how do they do that, please, Filiva'a?
We just wait for whatever Jacinda says about COVID and everything like that. And then we work out from there. The managers will get in contact with the artists, and then the managers will get in contact with the media as well. So I think just stay tuned on the media, and that'll give you a good outline of what's going on.
Is there a Facebook page for Shepherd's Rain?
Yes, there is. So you can definitely find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Shepherd's Rain. And you can also see us on YouTube. You can watch some of our videos on YouTube. Just type down Shepherd's Rain and we should pop up.
A Shepherd's Rain member, founder, Filiva'a Burden James, thank you so much for your time, and look forward to seeing you guys live.
Thank you so much, Ite. Thank you for the opportunity.